Canton man will spend 8 to 12 years in prison for hitting his live-in fiancée with a machete. 36-year-old Stephen Lewis was sentenced by Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer. He pleaded guilty last month to charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, tampering with evidence, domestic violence, and endangering children. Prosecutors say Lewis struck the 33-year-old woman on the head at a home on W.C. Henderson Avenue Northeast March 24th. The woman suffered head and arm injuries. Man accused of breaking into an Alliance home and assaulting a woman appears in court. 25-year-old Cody Russell, listed as homeless, was arraigned Monday in Alliance Municipal Court. He pleaded not guilty to charges of burglary, gross sexual imposition, and unlawful restraint. The alleged incident occurred Sunday night in the 100 block of Rosenberry Street. Russell's accused of entering a locked bedroom through a window and touching the 57-year-old victim in an inappropriate manner. Russell's scheduled to return to court for a pretrial hearing next Wednesday. He's being held on $5,000 bond. The Louisville School Board Monday welcomed new hires. WDPN's David Schurer has more.
Superintendent Michelle Schaefer gave brief bios on newly hired staff members, including four teachers, two cooks, and a proctor to serve beginning August 14. The board greatly appreciated the $23,278 in donations benefiting several athletic-related groups, the summer lunch program, and the backpack program. They also agreed to the school bus stops. Information on was emailed and postcard sent to 3,000 students. And they announced classes starting August 20th and that no classes will be held on August 29 and September 1st in recognition of Labor Day.
Family members of the victims filed a lawsuit over a house explosion in Columbiana County. The suit filed in Common Pleas Court names Eichler LP Gas, owner Gary Eichler, and an employee. The August 2023 blast destroyed the home in the 500 block of Wells Hollow Road in Yellow Creek Township. A man, a woman, and 14-year-old girl in the home were treated at hospitals in Pittsburgh for severe injuries. The suit alleges the employee filled the home's propane tank without realizing it was empty due to a leak in the external distribution system. It also says filling the tank introduced propane into the home's piping, which began leaking into the home. The suit seeks damages in excess of $25,000. 10 candidates are running for 3 seats on the West Branch Board of Education in November. Incumbents Joe Courtright, Brian Hobbins, and David Yagi are challenged by Tanya Dean, Penny DeShields, Karen Sue Harris, Svetlana Heron, Angela Howell, Samuel Jennings, and Peggy Jo Shaver. Filing deadline was Wednesday. The long list stems from criticism of the board's handling of the contract for girls basketball coach Walt DeShields. Debbie Helm is also on the ballot. She was appointed to fill the seat vacated by the April 10th resignation of Aaron Hawk. Helm is unopposed in her bid for the unexpired term. Boy was taken to the Mahoning County Juvenile Justice Center Friday for allegedly taking money at gunpoint from a lemonade stand. The 14-year-old was charged with aggravated robbery. Police were called to 5th Avenue and Redondo Road just before 5 o'clock. The 14-year-old running the stand said he and a male had played football for a short time before the suspect produced a gun and took a safe and a backpack. A tip led police to the suspect. The money was returned to the victim. Former pharmacist received 2 years probation for stealing drugs. 33-year-old Colt Edwards of Hubbard pleaded guilty to 3 felony counts. Investigators said he took drugs including hydrocodone, tramadol, and zolpidem from a pharmacy on Market Street in Boardman while identified as the pharmacy's responsible person between July and September 2023. Edwards is also found to have stolen store merchandise including protein bars, condoms, and over-the-counter drugs. He surrendered his pharmacy license and told the court he was receiving addiction services. 2 Ravenna police officers will not face charges stemming from the fatal shooting of a suspect. Portage County Prosecutor Connie Lewandowski says the use of deadly force was reasonable and justifiable. March 16th, officers were called to a Hazen Street apartment about a man with a gun. 48-year-old Sean Ware of Ravenna attempted to leave using another man as a human shield. The hostage broke free, at which point the suspect pointed his gun at the officers. Both fired, hitting Ware, who died at the scene. The weapon turned out to be a BB gun. 17-year-old charged in connection with a fatal crash in Portage County. The teen faced a third-degree felony in the April 11th collision along Scott's Corners Road near Jones Road in Palmyra Township. The Highway Patrol said the car went off the road into a ditch and overturned. 16-year-old Brock Jones died in the wreck. The 17-year-old driver And two 16- and 18-year-old passengers suffered minor injuries. Speed is believed to be a factor in the crash. We have the following funeral announcements. Service for 67-year-old Rochelle Holmes, Friday at 11 o'clock. Arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian.